Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big game for the Battle Hawks this weekend, baby. Sunday, 5 o'clock against the D.C. Defenders. It is the conference finals, and it's going to be right here at the Battle Dome, a place where they play very well, a place that has great attendance. And we are happy to be joined by a safety for this Battle Hawks team. Nate Medders, number 22, joins the show on 104.1 FM KMOX. What's going on, Nate?
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for having me today.
Well, thank you for being with us. Are you ready for game day?
Oh, I've been itching all week, even before the game last week, man. We're ready to go.
Oh, so because you already knew this game was going to happen, and so you've been looking ahead to this one.
Oh, of course, man. It's always a big game versus DC, and it's even better when it's the playoffs, you know?
Absolutely. And this is a question we've asked so far all of the Battle Hawks players we've talked to. But I want to get your thoughts on it. What is it like playing in front of the St. Louis fans at the Battle Dome and just how the St. Louis fans show up?
Oh, man, I don't think it even compares to any other of the stadiums we've been in. I think even some of, you know, maybe college or even pro games been in, man. The crowd in there in the dome just gets so rowdy and loud, man, and we really are able to feed off it as a team. So, you know, I think the fans make the game so much more fun and just, you know, the energy is crazy in St. Louis, man. We love them. I'm hoping it's the best it's ever been this Sunday. So I'm looking forward to that.
So you have played in the NFL before. You've got NFL experience. So you're saying Battle Hawks fans are better than most NFL fan bases. That's what I hear.
Man, that's you're hearing right. hearing right. Anyway. Hey, St. Louis fans, man, they love their football, and it's awesome that we're able to come in and bring that back to St. Louis.
You think it's all the drinking? Is it all the booze?
Hey, man, I don't know what. Hey, whatever they got going on in that dome, hey, keep doing it.
It's a lot of Busch Light, I think. Hey, whatever it takes, but we need to show up so like the D.C. Defenders won't know what hit them.
Exactly, man. Hey, I'm just glad everybody comes out and has a good time, man, and takes a time out their week to come celebrate and have fun with us.
That's awesome. Well, when you first came to the Battle Hawks, obviously, having played football throughout your life, playing at UCLA and then some stints with the NFL, how was that transition to the UFL?
You know what? It was pretty cool, man. You know, I had kind of high expectations because for a while I was, you know, kind of like the back end of rosters, you know, of NFL rosters for a couple of years. So coming to St. Louis in 23 was honestly like a breath of fresh air for me. And then also being with the St. Louis fan base and coming to the Dome every week for a home game was like, wow, like this is how football is supposed to be, you know? So I think the transition was pretty easy. And it just, you know, the kind of the fans and the team out there just, you know, made the transition so much easier. So I would say it's been a great transition coming over to the USL, especially this team, St. Louis.
Battle Hawk safety Nate Meadors is with us on KMOX. It is a, it's still professional football. You know what you're doing here. How is professional football, just from a player standpoint, versus playing at a pretty big time university at UCLA? It's not like that's not small time football. So what is it like to play professional football versus that?
I would say the biggest difference is just kind of the speed of the game. You know, I think the environment and everything is pretty much the same in terms of fan bases, crowds, and, you know, just overall play. But I think the difference between pro and college is pretty much just the level of just professionalism you have to have. Like every play is an inch away from either being a touchdown or a pick, you know, and it's just a game of just kind of, I call it FBI, just football intelligence, man, because everybody's fast, everybody's physical. Now it's just the difference is who's smarter, who can make this play here, and, you know, what scheme can win the down. So a little bit of the speed of the game and just the mental aspect of the game is probably the biggest difference, I would say.
Could the Battle Hawks beat Penn State?
I think so.
Yeah. That's
I think so. I mean, that's like, you know, it's kind of like, we're still pro. Like, we've been in college. Most of the guys have been, like, big time at their college, man. So it's like, now that, you know, most of these guys have pro experience, I think we would have an edge over, I mean, the majority of college teams.
That's always, like, one of those questions. Like, you hear, you know, people when the Bears are terrible, for example, like, the Bears couldn't even beat Alabama. You know, a professional football team.
Yeah,
even the UFL, man, is still professional football. Every one of these players played college.
Nate, he brings up the Bears because he is a long-suffering Chicago Bears fan.
Oh, suffering is the right word.
They stink, don't they?
He's a little bitter.
They stink.
I understand. I understand. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to rub it in.
Yeah, he's
like, It's tough.
Nate's biased. He played for the Vikings. He was in the Vikings organization for a minute.
So he knows how bad the Bears are.
It's that North. Yeah, I know exactly how it is in that North, man.
So. No, they're about to win the NFC North. I hope everybody's prepared for that.
I mean, the pieces are there now, man. I think the pieces are there now. It's just about, overall execution during the season.
That's right.
So I think there's pieces.
But we can all agree it's over for the Lions, right?
I don't know. I can't say that over there.
Come on, Nate. Help me out, man.
I have a note here, Nate, and this comes out of absolutely nowhere, which is why I want to ask you about it. But, like, we have, like, your stats and your success and your career as a collegiate football player, as a professional football player. It also says you organize and host block parties in California. And I want to know, what's all this about? What are these block parties?
It's more so like a networking. We just kind of bring together, like, it's kind of like a swap meet a little bit with a combination of a party aspect. So we didn't do it last year. We probably won't do it this year, but pretty much we were just getting together a bunch of, you know, small minority businesses, allowing them to come and showcase their business and just inviting the community to come out and support these businesses at the same time. So you kind of just walk around to these different businesses, whether it's jewelry, clothes, food, fragrances, and kind of just check out communal businesses that you can support instead of, you know, kind of high-end stuff. So it's kind of just, you know, bringing in community together and allowing us to support each other, whether big or small, as well as, you know, we had performers and petting zoos and different forms of entertainment to also, you know, kind of entertain those who aren't shopping, and food trucks, man. Like, it was just so much going on. And I just had a blast putting those together with my other mates who were helping us put it together. But it's awesome. It's more of a swap meet kind of thing, and you know, kind of just supporting the local businesses. And we had a great turnout, though. We had a really great turnout.
That's awesome.
What made you want to do that?
Well, so my girlfriend, she initially did it in 2020. At the time, she had it going once, you know, she kind of got inspired by the George Floyd and everything during COVID, what was going on. And then that June for Juneteenth, she had the event. And then after that, I tagged along. I attended the event. I was like, oh, this is awesome for the community. And then I tagged along in it, as well as her name is Bree. She helped us put it together as well. But yeah, that's kind of what inspired it. But it was awesome, man. Just kind of bringing the community together, and you know, like I said, supporting those local businesses, man, and kind of just bringing, you know, a lot of love and a lot of praise to, you know, just the community overall.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, you're also growing up the oldest of five brothers. So did your other brothers play football as well?
They do. Yeah. So I'm, yeah, being the oldest. So the one under me, he played, you know, up until high school, but now he's working in the school district and does photography. But then the other three under him, they're all still playing. Mm-hmm. One of them, he's graduating today, actually, and he's going to Utah Tech on a full ride scholarship to play football. And then the other two, they're still in high school. Well, the youngest is going to be a freshman. And then the next one's going to be a junior, so they're in high school. So yeah, they're still playing. They're the future, man. So I'm just glad I was able to, you know, lay a good foundation for them to see what can and cannot be done. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's awesome to see them growing up, getting big and stuff. Now, man, I'm kind of like the smallest guy now at all.
It's weird when that happens, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's too weird.
Battlehawks are in the conference finals against DC. It's on Sunday at 5:00. You want to give us a preview? You want to give us a scouting report? And you want to tell us why you're going to definitely be in the championship game next week?
Man, I think, you know, yeah, I'm excited for it. I know the fans are going to come out and show out, man. We're so excited to get out there to St. Louis, really itching to get out there in front of the fans. But I think, man, you know, we're familiar with this team. We know what they like to do. They know what we like to do. Honestly, man, I just think as the season has progressed, I think we as an overall team, after playing everybody, man, there's just no way that we don't recognize that we're the best team in this league. We should have full confidence to come out there and get a W. And, you know, D.C. is just the first bump in the road to get over. And we'll get over them, man. We'll beat this team and, you know, beat the next team we have to play in the UFL championship. So we have the utmost confidence in ourselves and our preparation. So, no question, man. We're going to come out with a big win. And then, obviously, the fans coming out and helping us with that noise is going to make it so much better for the city.
You have to. We will. We'll see you Sunday.
Yep.
And then we expect a championship game the following week. We are really looking forward to it, Nate. And we wish you the best of luck. Thank you for talking with us today.
Oh, man, I had a blast. Thank you guys for having me on. And we'll talk soon.
Go get them.
All right.
Will do. Yep. Thanks, guys.
Battlehawks safety Nate Metters with us again. The championship, or the conference final, is Sunday, 5:00 at the Battle Dome. They take on the DC Defenders. If they win that, the championship game is the following Saturday. So it could happen.
Has to happen. It's only fitting.
If it doesn't, I'm going to throw a fit.
Oh, no.
Yep. So go see them. Go out and support Sunday, 5:00. Right here at the Battle Dome.
And if you missed our question of the week, keep listening. I'm going to remind you what it is.
Amy Marks, Kors, Chris Ranji. We are with you until 11:45 today. That's right. Cardinals baseball is coming up. The pregame show with Tom Ackerman at 11:50. Doubleheader against the Royals on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I enjoy having Major Garrett on your station each week. Please continue to have him on. He actually has so many insights as to what's going on in Washington, and it's so good to hear that take. Thank you.
Appreciate the voice message from Joe, who left us one from the Odyssey app. You can do the exact same thing. That's where you listen to the show and podcasts and Cardinals baseball, all that good stuff. So download it to your telephone.
I said that I would let you know what our question of the week is, and here it is. So
I thought you were about to say you changed your mind.
Wouldn't that be great? I changed my mind. At Chris Amy KMOX, you can vote. It's been retweeted. We'll retweet it again. So every Tuesday, we unveil our question of the week. We want to hear from you. You can call, you can text, you can vote. And it is, which youth sports has the worst parents? Guess which one is still winning, Ronj?
It's got to be baseball.
Baseball, yeah.
Yeah.
Baseball is still winning, kind of running away with it. Yeah.
And I don't know if it's because there could be a few things. It could be that there's just more downtime in baseball, so plenty of opportunities to yell at the umpire. There are calls constantly.
Not just umpire calls, but like the coach is making judgment decisions, the players are making judgment decisions.
Yeah.
So you can constantly yell at everyone involved in the game.
But most of the yelling is directed at officials and umpires. So, you know, every pitch, every 15 seconds, you could be mad about a call. I think that's a lot to do with it. Also, most people play some form of baseball or softball or something growing up. So there's a lot of exposure to it. A lot of people play soccer, too. A lot of kids play soccer.
What about not just yelling at calls, but what about heckling? If baseball is like 90% failure, right? Like swinging and missing and so forth, that probably lends itself to heckling more than other sports.
The other team?
Yeah.
I don't know if does that happen in youth sports a lot?
So, Kevin Wheeler.
My experience growing up, it did not. But again, I was playing Park District baseball.
Right. So, Kevin Wheeler teaches coaches, I should say. I don't travel ball.
He's a teacher.
Travel ball for like 14-year-olds. So it's not his parents, but they went to a tournament, and there was another grandpa from like a different team that was just, he said, heckling every player from Wheeler's team. And he said, I finally walked over, stood there, and said, listen, buddy, and he used, I think, some choice language, you know, you're heckling children, and if you don't stop, I'm going to stand here and heckle you for the rest of the
Wheeler
game.
Wheeler did this?
Yeah.
And you don't want that guy coming at you.
Oh my gosh. That little what?
Well, he's a big little guy. He's coming up to you.
He's thick.
Oh my, he is getting huge.
He's yoked.
You know, because we don't do the 1 o'clock hour anymore. Because
that's when the fun starts.
The fun starts at one. We're not part of the fun.
Yeah.
But Kevin is getting bigger.
He's yoked.
He's a real true bowling ball now.
I think he's built like a tornado. He is like big up top. And, you know, kind of like an upside down triangle.
Like the Tasmanian devil?
Narrow on the bottom. Yeah. Very large up top. He's like a tornado, like a comic tornado.
But his shoulders and his chest, everything's getting huge.
His shirts.
He could barely put his arms down now.
His shirts are just screaming. You can hear the threads screaming for help.
Dude, he's like
Lou
Ferrigno.
When he gets dressed, you hear,
they're just holding on for dear life.
Anyway, yeah, so he had to tell this grandpa what's
up.
Yeah, and he said the grandpa did stop yelling, stop heckling the kids. But I, like I said, my CYC experience, definitely most of the yelling is aimed at the umpires, which is hilarious because the umpires are like 15 years old. The dads are like, ah!
This message from a 217 area code. Baseball is only winning because not enough people have met a dance mom.
Oh, okay, I'm not going to lie. This is something we've addressed earlier, and I think dance moms have to be terrible. And like I said, in baseball, maybe two dads will get into a scuffle. You know, that's what they call it, a scuffle, maybe some fisticuffs. Dance moms will find your deepest insecurity. They'll broadcast it across wide channels. They'll find your ex. It will be grudges. And they'll tear your life apart from the inside out.
Yeah.
I think that's a dance mom.
The baseball parents will hurt your face. The dance moms will hurt your feelings.
Yeah. Hey, we got a voicemail from Rick.
My wife is Native American. She's Osage. And actually her high school was the Osage Indians, which she would be so mad if they changed it. She thinks that almost all the names honor the tribes, with the exception of Redskins. That's the only one, which is understandable. But I think the only people, it seems, that get offended by this stuff are white liberals. I mean, let the Indians, Native Americans, be honored.
I don't know. It seems to me that the most offensive about it are the white conservatives. They're not a monolith. Native Americans aren't. They don't all share the same opinions. Of course, there are people who don't have a problem with it. But then there are a lot of people who do. So, and I don't feel like it's my place to tell them that they shouldn't have a problem with it because it's totally okay.
I get the caller's point. I think with the white liberals, I get what he's saying because I have seen in certain situations, spanning back years with activism and certain things, you'll see, I would call it like the white academics will definitely be angry and in a frenzy when the people who are really being affected by the issue have a more nuanced take, have a more serious take, have a more understanding take. I 100% agree with that.
But sometimes they also have a pretty passionate take too. Don't discount that.
But I'm not discounting it. What I'm saying, I think it's important to not discount that even the whole thing, like I agreed that the Washington Redskins was kind of an offensive name. Like I'm fine with changing
the Indians mascot, pretty damn offensive.
Yeah.
The caricature.
They could have changed the mascot and not the name. Like they could have kept the Cleveland Indians and changed the mascot. Because I think the mascot goes a long way in how offensive it is. Because obviously the Chiefs, like the Kansas City Chiefs, if they had a super offensive mascot, that would change it, but they don't. It's an honorific. And so I agree that I think we need to have serious conversations about it. But yeah, I mean, like they said, the Washington Post was, I think, kind of surprised by some of the responses from the different Native American tribes. It was not a strong majority saying it's offensive.
But
so
you can't discount, even if it's a minority of Native Americans who don't like it, just because a majority likes it doesn't mean that the minority should be discounted.
No, I'm not saying that. I think you can have an honest conversation. I do think the mascot matters. If you make it goofy, that's offensive.
Well, yeah, but also I think it doesn't matter on the other end so much. Like, why are we so attached to mascot names? It doesn't change the team. You still root for the team. Players are the same. Managers, coaches are the same.
It's like the emotional
tie. But they're
tie.
Still there. You're still rooting for them to win. You don't root for them to win any less. That's Amy Marks Kors. I'm Chris Ranji. We've got a pregame show coming up at 11:50. We're with you until then on 104.1 FM KMOX. So we said that we wanted a report if you're out on the way to have lunch at a Hooters somewhere today.
Now we
because the one St. Louis closed.
Yeah, and we haven't heard from anyone yet at Hooters, but it's early. You know, it's just now 11:30.
Right.
So you have 10 minutes left to text us and let us know what's the vibe at Hooters.
Yeah, tell us about Hooters because we have no more Hooters in St. Louis. They're all gone. St. Louis City.
You have to go to St. Peter's. There's a St. Peter's Hooters. We talked to the St. Charles County executive to confirm.
Yep.
That
Westport.
There's a Hooters at Westport.
Fairview Heights, South County, we were told there's one.
We were told South County. That has not been confirmed.
I mean, if
the person who told... Yeah, if there's a Hooters anywhere, look,
there's
going to
be South County. Come on.
Well,
there's going to be a Hooters in South County.
All I know is that the South County submission came with a question mark, but I agree with Ranj. If there's not a Hooters in South County, why is there a Hooters anywhere?
Come on.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime.
Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
What? Come on. I feel like Hooters was made for South County.
What do you mean by that?
It was made for South County.
What do you mean by that?
And the Metro East, where I'm from. Fairview Heights, perfect place for a Hooters.
You're right. There might be one there. Is there one there?
Yeah, there is. We were told. Oh. We were told via text. Since you're online or on your phone, did you know that you can follow us on Twitter at Chris Amy KMOX? And when you do that, pinned at the top is your way to vote for us in the St. Louis Magazine A-list or A-list. We don't know. But we are nominated for Talk News Radio Show. Yeah. It's under the arts and entertainment section.
And we need you.
Are we an art or an entertainment?
I think there's an art to our entertainment.
Well, we must be
personally.
One of the two because we're in the category, Matt.
Yeah, we are. And again, we would love for you to vote for us because we don't feel like we get enough acknowledgement from our station.
We don't.
No. Oh, yeah.
It's like we don't even exist.
At one, the fun.
What is...
What happens before that?
Yeah.
Now the news.
And then we're not even the news.
Now the news.
At one, the fun.
Well, hey, where do we fit in?
We don't.
In the middle.
We don't.
And then
a black hole of broadcasting. We don't know what happens.
We are basically an intermission between the news and Glover.
An award-winning intermission. The interim show.
KMOX intermission show.
Where the background is like,
KMOX.
I think it'd be really, really funny if it was like, at 9 o'clock, it is Total Information AM, all the news you need. At 1 o'clock, the Dave Glover Show. In between,
Don't worry about it.
It's not a big deal.
It's not a big deal. It's not worth your time.
JD said he's watching on YouTube that this is the best show on KMOX. Aww. I only wish it could go longer.
Thank you,
at least
JD.
You don't carry on about how great you are. That's all we've done.
All we've done
for the last week is talk about how great we are.
Listen, if no one else is going to toot our horn, because no one else knows we exist.
What is a horn if you're not going to toot it?
That's right.
That's a decoration.
A horn that doesn't toot is not a horn.
Somebody please toot this horn.
Right.
Somebody other than us.
Because, listen, here's what I love about our listeners. I feel like our show is kind of like our secret. I feel like it's our little secret with our listeners. KMOX doesn't know what's going on.
This text message says, who are the other guys? The other guys, the movie.
The movie, the other guys.
Will Ferrell, Mark Wahlberg. It is very funny and it is completely underrated. It does not get enough shine. Yeah. Watch it.
Hey, can I just say something real quick about Gator?
Gator, who was watching on YouTube?
Was past tense watching on YouTube, and he left us to go to listen to another show. And I just want to say, Gator, you can't hear me. Hurts my feelings. This is like when you plan a party, and it's a Friday night, and the party starts at 8, and you have a friend who gets there at 8 and leaves at 9:30. You know they're going to
To
a different, better party. Because the party you go to last, the party you end your night on is the better party.
That's the one you want to stay at the longest.
And I'm standing there with leftover appetizers, alcohol that still hasn't been served because they went to a better party. And I feel a little bit like Gator double booked us.
Oh, he definitely did. And now Gator is banned. You're banned from the show.
Listen,
you can't
the whole
even listen.
Time, or don't listen at all.
Text message says that this show needs a mascot. Y'all can start making shirts and whatnot. Well, see, we would, but who's going to pay for the shirts? I think we should sell shirts, honestly.
I think the mascot is just your hat and glasses.
No, I don't want to do all that.
Your hat and glasses with Matt Pajeski's shoes. I feel like...
What's so great about my shoes? Dress shoes.
He does wear dress shoes a lot.
It looks so
nice.
Yeah, he
wears dress shoes to work.
It looks nice.
He doesn't he?
Yeah, he always looks nice. He looks nicer than you. He's way more professional looking than you.
How are your tummy grumbles today?
They are reaching climax here. They need to, reach this. We need to get to a break here.
Message from, we have confirmation.
Okay.
Yes, there is a SoCo Hooters. Of course there's a South County Hooters.
There has to be. had to be.
Yeah, there would have
there
to be.
There had to be.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Of course there is. That would be there, like, not being a Starbucks in Chesterfield. You have to have a Starbucks.
Yeah.
Millions of Starbucks in Chesterfield.
Yeah. No, I agree. Well, I had a disturbing story that I wanted to share, but now I don't know if I should because we're having such a good time.
Yeah, don't end a note on a disturbing whatever you have.
What if I tease it for tomorrow?
Okay.
So I saw this story, Ronch, and then I had a friend send it to me.
Yeah.
Here's what we're going to talk about tomorrow. Researchers at the University of Zurich have been accused of undertaking an unauthorized, illegal, 4-month-long experiment on Reddit. And people who know Reddit, if you subreddit, you subreddit. They used AI-generated comments to test whether the AI fake personalities could persuade and change the opinion of a lot of people. This is going to be serious for a second. AI-powered accounts faked a variety of personas, including a rape victim, a person opposed to social movements, and a trauma counselor. And these AI bots were able to sway public opinion on these Reddit boards far more successfully than humans. Not only that, not a single person on the Reddit board thought that they were bots.
That's just a... That,
and that's why
another...
it's illegal. It's illegal. Reddit is mad. That, they're like, you can't do this. But Zurich said, the University of Zurich said, it was worth making you mad to prove how dangerous this is.
That's another worry nugget for the AI basket.
Yeah.
Like the artificial intelligence that threatened the developer with revealing an affair that he was having, but the AI had made up the emails. He had made up these emails incriminating the developer who said, we are going to go with we're going to create a different version of, it was Claude, I think. Claude 4, I believe is what it's called.
Claude's not great. My friend uses Claude.
Yeah. And it said, Claude's you're going to shut me down? Well, I'm going to threaten your marriage. How about that?
Wow. Like,
that's some really dangerous stuff.
It is.
So, we'll talk about that tomorrow.
Because think of the implications if you have AI bots that are pushing out very persuasive, cohesive, and intelligent opinions and arguments on social media where you could sway large swaths of the American public. That's terrifying. That's a new brand of like potential like terrorism, right?
Yep.
If you go to Claude's website, it says privacy first AI.
Sure. Privacy for whom?
For Claude.
For Claude.
Claude's not good at chess. That's why I know he's not very good.
Text message says, maybe there's some old Excellence in Broadcasting Network coffee cups, mouse pads, or whatever sort of trinkets left over. You could use a Sharpie and write your names on them. Those are the kinds of merch that we can give away.
Yeah.
Also, this person says,
so good.
Gator is missing out. He fits in with your talk earlier about losers. Come on.
Well, no.
We don't know that Gator is a loser. He's just making a really poor choice.
It's a loser move.
Yeah.
He may not be a loser. It's a loser move to stop listening to this award-winning show.
Right. Unless you have been admitted to the hospital. But even then, like, I don't know, if something's wrong and you're in the hospital.
Listen, Gator.
And you have something better to take care of. However, you could take us with you in the hospital by downloading the Odyssey app to your phone.
Do you know how I know that he's going to go listen to something that's not as good? Because we were voted best opinion. Are you okay? Did
best
you joke?
Opinion.
Best opinion. So whatever else you're going to listen to could be an okay opinion.
It could be.
We know it's not second place. That was genial.
Come on, poor guy. Another message. Just wait until AI bots become baseball parents. Actually, that might be better.
I don't know.
It might be better.
They
the
might
real parents
end our
are
existence.
Worse. Ooh, we have a report from the field.
Yes.
South County Hooters is having a car show this weekend in their lot.
Oh, great.
Right.
I love it.
So check in from a Hooters today and tomorrow. We appreciate,
your
man on the street reporting.
Give us a hoot.
Yeah. We'll be back tomorrow at 9 o'clock. We've got Hancock and Kelly with us for the first hour of the show. So we will have a fun time, we promise. Anything you missed today is on the Odyssey app. Go back and download it and listen to everything. We love you. We appreciate you. Cardinals baseball coming up next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.